Okay. Hey, Brett. How excited are you to finally get out of Florida?
You know, it hasn't kicked in yet.
It hasn't kicked in yet?
No.
Yeah. Listen, it's kicked in for me, and I'm not even leaving. Okay? It's like, I'm literally watching videos of like, oh, Des Moines, Iowa, like city drone view and like really? What to do on the weekends. And it's like, I'm not even moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you found someone walking down the main street sounding like Hank Hill? Because if so, at least.
Oh, dude, it's not Austin then. Yeah.
I'm walking on Congress Avenue.
Listen, it ain't great, but it's much better. It's much better than what we got going on over here.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get
they
the
do.
Fuck out while you can.
One of them was like, are you cool driving?
Well, I have discovered that like a lot of people, like Jen's family, you know, being from their little tiny town, that anything more than like, oh, that's too far. It's only, you know, 15 minutes, just too far. It's like, you don't understand. I could be going down the block and it will still take me 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, but I'm sitting here. It sucks.
You know what you can do while you're stuck in traffic is you could listen to this show, which is the Morning After Music Show. So come away. Yeah, going.
Oh my god, it's been forever.
It has been forever. More forever for you guys because the last episode is not out yet. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. It will be.
Yeah. It will be. It
this,
will be.
It'll be. All right. Yeah.
This is 102, right? 102.
102. Yeah.
102.
We're doing that thing where you get a backlog of content and then start releasing it, and then you can record content ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but we have been recording a lot of reacts, which I think everybody should be going to watch and clicking a like button and doing comments and all that other fun stuff. Because
yes, chances are, if they're watching this, they might have already watched those.
That is true. There's a little bit of overlap here because it's the same channel.
Says, yeah,
right. It's usually how it works. You know what I'm saying?
Synergy. Okay.
It's a feng shui.
That's not.
Oh, feng
shui. Shut up! It is.
That's like a. Isn't it like arranging furniture?
No, that's yeah. Yin and yang. It's feng shui is making sure that everything, in your little ecosystem, works and functions.
I thought that was like
moving furniture is yin and yang.
No, feng shui is not
move
furniture.
A desk and be like, ah, yes, I have a perfect direction to the door line. You know, the door now, and I don't have to worry about bumping into anything.
Feng Shui.
Feng what?
Feng Shui, an ancient Chinese philosophy dating back 5,000 years. With just a snap, go from drab to fab as Feng Shui melts the stress away.
Wow, I love Feng Shui.
But does it actually work in real life? That's what we aim to find out today.
Have
My
you ever
dad gave
tried
me
to cook
a
in
little
a kitchen
book.
That's all fucked up?
I mean,
it makes
no, you're
sense.
Right.
It makes sense. Feng shui
you
of a kitchen.
Up.
You
fucked up.
You fucked up.
Hi-ya.
My dad gave me a feng shui book when I was like 11. And I
no
was,
way.
Man, I wonder where
like,
that is.
It's like your life's unorganized.
I'm 11 years old.
Well, I don't know if it was him giving it to me or more just me taking it because like he's in Mississippi. He can't read. I wonder what happened to that thing.
Huh. Might have gotten red.
Oh.
Where
are we going? I forgot how to do this. I don't know what sections are here. Segments,
we're doing a
anything.
Podcast, Brett.
You know, 13.8 billion years later, that hydrogen became sentient.
We're on the Morning After Music Show podcast right now.
That's right. That's right.
We're doing an album review of your week. What is the album you chose, Brett?
Good job.
I did choose this album. It was Bring Me the Horizon. It's That's the Spirit.
Yeah.
Good job. You remembered.
I did.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. Yeah, no. Fantastic album. Good choice. First time really listening to it. And we'll get into it, but it's a good album.
I'm actually
a lot better than I remembered.
I am genuinely curious because I chose this album and I was in the Warped Tour mood, and I know This is not like the first thing people think of when they think of Warped Tour.
There's a vibe.
But when you start, like when we're listening to Drown, it's like, dude, I can't not think of just standing in the crowd at Warped Tour, just like enjoying the moment.
It could even be a vibe of like big metal fests, right? Like, you know, they're headlining a festival, Bringing Horizon. And there's that everyone in the crowd knows the words to this, specifically in this album, where it's like we leave like that grindy core crap that they had, that we did a video of that, of what album was that? Not Perfect Suicide Bigs. Season, but that whole nonsense.
Yeah.
Bad. But like they moved on. They got here. And a lot of people say like this was the start of them, I guess, moving into, you know, this arena core shit that we kind of coined. They were the start of all arena cores. Stadium.
Oh no, I think core. So. I think so because I know nowadays, especially, we always talk about Architects being that. It's like, but this is 4 years, 3 years before that.
This has got to be the start of it. Yeah, this has to.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And I know a lot of people maybe have jumped ship from like the Sepaternal times and was like, what the hell is this? 2 years later, I don't like this, and then maybe they left the band. But even I, who generally is pretty a harsh critic to Bring Me the Horizon over the years, I will say this is if you go into it and you're like, man, this is a start of a genre, the arena core, right? This matters to a lot of music that you listen to now and you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talking about that exact thing, I know I kept calling it Run. I think it is Oh No, right? The final song.
Yeah, Oh No. Oh, so, no.
That song starts all of this, you know, saxophone inspired kind of the Bill Murrays, the Chunkner Captain Chunk, the Shrezzers.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the start of it. I know it's not the, you know, there's other stuff that's used a saxophone in it, but like, I don't know, there's just a vibe about all of it. It's like, oh, this is, it makes sense. And then now people are trying to do that.
You did say off camera. Okay, pre-show. that there's like a Linkin Park vibe to this.
Yes, yes.
And it's there, especially when you listen to that last track, Oh No. It's like, whoa.
No.
You really think that this is a Linkin Park song. It could easily be one.
I think, you know, maybe they do have songs really could.
Yeah. There's obviously elements that is like, this is clearly Bring Me the Horizon. Like, you know, like maybe the chorus wouldn't be a Chester chorus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like the composition definitely is. Like, it's built around electronics, or it's built around a certain guitar riff. Like, it's definitely there.
Yeah, it is. And we'll get into more of that later. Good preview, guys. I like that. That was nice. before we move on, make sure you like and subscribe. Dab in the comments. Yeah. Yeah, you like that.
I'll do that dead meme. I don't care.
What was what's the hand dab or finger dab?
One of those?
I mean, you do that dead meme. I do it in real life, like every day. I do it to myself when I'm alone.
You dab on him, Cody. You dab on him.
You can't handle it, man. But you know what we can handle?
Oh, man.
Let me know in the comments below. What's your favorite Bring Me the Horizon song? Period. Okay? Just out of all of them.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah, period. Because I think I got a new one after listening to this. I want to hear you guys's.
Yeah. I would say, for me, I think Drown is really good.
Drown is really
good. I don't even necessarily think this is their best album, but Drown is very good.
Mm.
Like, you go back to it, it's like, yeah, that's pretty good. Even tracks like Happy Song and things like that on this album, like separated out, is like, damn, that's a pretty good song. And maybe compositionally, and we'll get into that later, maybe it doesn't fit too much, but I think your favorite songs come from this album, weirdly. At least for me, it does. And I think there's better albums, and that's so weird to think. I do love Throne, and I do love Drown, but I think Drown kind of pops over just a little bit for me. Yeah,
Drown's a very good song. Very good song.
Mm-hmm.
Brett? What's your favorite?
I'm gonna fucking throw this for such a hard live, dude.
Don't do it.
It's not from this album.
He's gonna make something from goddamn. It's gonna be like Tell Slayer to clean his dick or whatever, right? Is it gonna be that?
All right. Let me make sure I say the right name before
you get beat up on the internet.
Before I get beat up, because I don't want to fucking Deal with that. Okay, I knew it was. I knew it was a different song name than what I was. I was thinking of.
Okay.
Mother Tongue. Oh,
no. Okay.
What the fuck is that?
Weird. Is that a single?
That is a poppy ass fucking song. I'll play it for you real quick.
Here. I see it. Is it on AMA?
Yeah, AMA. Yeah.
Really?
This song? Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love this song.
I feel like I don't know you.
This like, one is a guilty pleasure. Well, listen, I've never talked about this song.
Okay.
But just, I'll just play the, chorus. Here, I'll
It's building. It's doing something.
I'll put it in post.
All right.
The chorus. I love the chorus. Yeah. Right here. I love this song.
This is very like Calvin Harris, bro. They're about to drop the bass right here.
Anyway,
okay, it's decent. Okay, but if okay. that's what but, if but, that's but, what we're doing, I have to rescind my vote. I love I have that to rescind.
Song.
I'm sorry.
No, wait. But Josh, hold on, real fast. Pause the brakes. I don't understand you, Brett. I don't get you at all. I don't know what you like anymore. Like when you said this is your favorite album, I was like, that's a little weird. That's love, your yes. favorite song. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Nothing against the song. I'm just not. It's all against you.
Yes.
Why did it take you so long to like Dayseeker? What's happening?
I know. Shit. Listen, if that's what we're doing and we're going with some pansy ass shit, I will do my actual favorite song.
Are you lying?
Because I thought we were talking about this album and like their grittiness of the, no, of the band.
He said any song.
Okay. I'll take it back. Cause there is a song that it says Bring Me the Horizon on it, featuring Bring Me the Horizon, but it technically is just Ollie Sykes.
Ed Sheeran.
It is called Bad Life. And it's with, what the hell is her name? Sigrid. Okay. And it is, I don't know why, but I know every word to this song.
The fuck are you talking about?
It's a really weird song. It's some Norwegian pop star.
Oh no, I see it.
Bad Life, yeah. It's and he's just in it. It says,
oh,
I love this song, and I don't know why. So beautiful, my heart.
Yeah, you like K-pop though.
That's true. I like pop in general.
No, and Cody, to add on to why I like that song in particular and why I like this, this is my favorite album mm-hmm. by them as yeah, a whole, yeah, yeah. for sure. Yes.
Spoiler alert, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, there, it's the atmosphere and the vibes that it kind of gives off throughout that.
Okay.
Like, I know I'm not, I'm not a crowd fan, but being at Warped Tour and being at just a festival like that, like, oh man, those mm-hmm. are fun. They are fun.
No, listen, I totally get it for like normal people and myself and Josh. Yeah, I get it. It's just again, it's you.
You hate everything we like.
Like anything pop, you're like, ew, gross, get away. And
here,
yeah,
he
like,
here he comes. Listen. Very nice.
It's gonna be a hard episode to edit.
I'll
put the whole
out.
Song. I don't give
I'll
a fuck.
Out. Yeah, I'll be alright.
What are they gonna do? I don't know. I just like this song a lot.
Okay, fair.
As them themselves, as a band, my favorite song comes from this album that we are reviewing.
Yeah, I was gonna say like it used to be probably like something off of Simp Eternal, right? Okay. Like you know, like a Sleepwalking or Shadow Moses, but like
yeah.
When we were listening to this, man, Follow You comes on. I think Follow You is my favorite Bring Me the Horizon track. Holy
yeah,
shit,
that
really?
Is a very good track. I'll agree.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was that one when we were listening to it, like when it came around, I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is mm-hmm. fucking
luck. Yeah, they're yeah, like the when they hit, but there's some tracks that is just like, why is this in here? I don't like it. It kind of ruins the whole thing. But then they're the hits that hit are like, fuck, that's a good ass song.
They do be hitting. Have I mentioned hitting that subscribe button and hitting ding, that ding. Thumbs up? Ding, ding. Next segment, history and facts. Okay. This is Bring the Dragons' fifth studio album. That's the spirit. I forgot to change that. Okay. My bad. It was released on 9/11. Never forget. In 2015. It has 11 tracks, 45 minutes and 3 seconds. The performers were Ollie Sykes on the lead vocals, Lee Melilla on guitars, Jordan Fish on the keyboards, Matt Keane on the bass, and Matt Nichols on the drums. Bring Me the Horizon. Like the band live, having two Chads, two Matts. Interesting. The productions were Jordan and Ollie themselves, so self-produced. They did a great job. Mixing was done by Mr. Dan Lancaster, who also mixed Resentment, the only good song on You're Welcome. California for Blink-182, also Ammo and Posthuman for Bring Me the Horizon. We'll see him again on an Inner Shikari episode of Nothing Is True, Everything Is Possible. Also Lower Than Atlantis, if we ever do that, or Star Set.
We should.
Oh, he's been around.
He's been around.
Both of them. Both of those dudes.
He's been around. And it was mastered by Ted Jensen, who also mastered One American Idiot.
Oh,
so
solid.
You know,
that makes sense.
Straight. Yeah,
makes a whole lot of sense. And the singles were all coming together. The singles were Drown. Happy Song. Throne. Every scar will build my throne. True Friends. Stab. Stab.
Crash. True friends stab you in the front. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. You broke my heart and there's nothing you can do. And now you know, now you know. True friends stab you in the front.
Follow You. No, it's an avalanche. It's an avalanche. That's the next single.
Avalanche. Oh no. There was an avalanche.
Yeah, that's oh no, is the last one. Good job. Don't call it a party, cause it never stops. Now one is too many, but it's never enough. Don't tell me you're happy, cause this isn't love. So be careful what you wish for. So be careful what you wish for. So let's get into it. Like, you can get into some merch. Here's some.
One day.
One day. We're getting there. Shit, by the time this faster, album or this video comes out.
You want to get there faster, make that number 500. It's real easy. Is that red button gray yet? No, make it gray. There you go. All right, guys, let's talk about this album.
I'll start this off because this was my album that I picked.
Yeah, so why? Why is this your favorite? Why'd you pick it?
To give a little bit more reference, I need to background this a little bit. I had just moved to South Florida. I have moments of like driving around and like going to Deerfield Beach in the morning to go watch the sunrise
Out of Deerfield. Let's go, Deerfield like, Beach. One person's gonna be like, oh,
I know. I don't know. It's just for some reason the Linkin Park influence of it really stuck around to me and became an album. Now I will say too, this is still a time when like Suicide Season was still like the last thing I really I listened to from them, and so I still had that weird like oh fuck Bring Me the Horizon, you know, they're lame, and so I didn't want to like this album, and it was just like Dayseeker where I was like, you know, this is shit, and then I just constantly listen to it, and then now it's my favorite thing.
No, I feel that because I think I had such a nasty taste in my mouth from what they were when we were in high school, and by the time, you know, 2013 came around for Sepraternal, which kind of put them in a new space, they were like maturing, their sound didn't suck ass anymore. I didn't get into them because I was like, I don't want to do this again. You know, like I was like, I don't want to like get invested in a group just because everyone else likes them.
Bunch of conformists.
So I was, and obviously 2012, 2013 was like indie era for all of us. So like I couldn't get into that shit. And then like you said, 2015 comes around and you're like, this is different now. There is pop elements. They're the beginning of that arena core thing that we didn't realize was going to be a thing.
Yeah, there wasn't, no one else really sounded like this.
Yeah. I don't think I gravitated to it as much as you did, but I could tell that the scene was trying to get back to something or to like reinvigorate itself at this moment. So it's like as Bring Me the Horizon being seen, the scene kings coming back, taking their throne, right? back. It's very poetic, right? Yeah. And I think for me, I'm like, man, this ain't bad. I'm not a super fan yet. This did have to slow burn, and I think coming back to it now to do this review, I understand why it was popular and why it's something that people think about all the time.
Yeah, so when it came, for me, when it came out, well, let's back it up a little bit more. I'll give context to where I was at. Sure. So I, you know, like you said, Josh, the old stuff left a bad taste in your mouth. It was such a bad taste in my mouth that it never entered. It was like, ew, get that pickle out of here. I also hate pickles. Tell me how I'm wrong, Internet. I don't care.
You don't like pickles?
No, I don't like pickles. God, they suck. Don't worry
They're
about
green.
It.
Green. Don't you understand?
You like
you
green.
Green thing.
I like some green stuff.
If they aren't the color like... of hamburger, we're not eating it.
Listen, no. I'll eat a broccoli every now and then, all right? Shut up. I just don't like pickles, okay? All right? I don't get them. Anyway. Much like
chips.
Pickles. Yeah, those are fine. It's the mixture. Don't worry about it. Okay, it's a texture thing. I'm autistic. Okay, shut up.
It is. No, there's texture. That's fair.
Yeah, understand. It's gross.
Yeah. For you.
Not letting this one go.
I know.
Are you sure about that?
Tell me how long. Anyway.
Yeah. Every meme. Okay, go ahead.
What's up on Pickle Talk? You know, I'm sure there's a Pickle Talk out there.
There is. There is.
Anyway, so yeah, I never liked any of the old stuff. I've made that perfectly clear. Go watch the other Bring Me the Horizon episode for Count Your Blessings. But when Sepraternal came out, I was like, oh shit, this is good. This is Sepraternal! These boys can write. These boys can make a banger. All right, I'm a fan. And then when this song or this album came out, everyone who liked Sepraternal said, this album sucks, don't listen to it. And I was like, okay. Because they were going more poppy and everyone was mad about it and butthurt about it. But since then, as we know, everyone took the Bring Me the Horizon sound and it's pretty much all that metalcore is nowadays.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason for that is because these songs are really fucking good.
Yes.
They're really good. Holy shit. And they're even better live.
Yes.
Okay. When I've only seen them once. It was when I saw went to Rockville in 2019. So they're only doing really Ammo songs, this, and like three Sepraternal songs, the three big ones that you'd expect.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of the Sepraternal songs to get me to leave Ori and everyone and run into the pit. It was goddamn Drown, you know, when that fucking that last chorus with Drown. Oh, when it hits.
See? I told you. Yeah. There's something about that. These songs live, just like this is perfect.
It really is that this is a festival. There's 100,000 people with you at the same space, and you're just like, arms up, singing the same shit.
That I can do this song.
Yeah, church.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's just something about that. Yeah, like there is that meme that goes around. It's like people who aren't religious, and they're always like, you don't just all understand church. Yes, you do. You just have never gone to a concert.
Mm.
You know, it's like it's the same vibe. And this does it. And I think they're checking off that, like we said, arena core, stadium core, whatever. Yeah, you have to pay fucking $90 to see it now. Okay, we get it. Mm. But there's something different than seeing them in a club, because I've seen them twice in a club and I hated it and I threw up a lot outside. Okay, so like that's another story. We can get into that later. But
listen, everyone get all the diehards gave Inner Shikari shit when they changed sound with the spark and all that stuff. But guess what? Live, it still fucking slaps. And yeah, the production value still fucking slaps. Especially, like, again, when I saw fucking Bring Me the Horizon, I didn't like any of the songs off of Ammo, more than I didn't like the songs off of this one. But then Mantra came on, and I'm like, fuck, this rules.
Fucking I love
Wonderful
that
Life
too.
Came on.
That's a damn
Wonderful
song.
Life came on, and I'm like, oh, is Danny Filth going to show up? They had a video of him on the screen, so kind of. That was pretty cool. And I realized something when I was doing my little walk and listening to this album. Brett, you know how, like, your favorite Him album is Darklight?
Mm-hmm.
And that was their breakthrough pop success, normie one, right? I feel like this is their Darklight. And Sepultura's like their Love Metal, where I'm like, that's musically better, but I get why this was the big breakaway hit.
Mm-hmm.
I get why fucking Throne has 358 million plays on Spotify. Yeah. It makes sense.
See, that's
right. It makes sense.
That's why I was saying I think the songs, the individual songs on Sepeternal are really good. But like once you get about halfway through that, like once Shadow Moses plays, it's like, okay, I'm good for a break. You know,
that's solid. Yeah.
This one, it's like, no.
This one's a whole journey.
Whole thing.
See,
let's go.
I'm a little different when it comes to this, because I've always been I'll listen to a couple songs here or there, like cherry picked out for Bring the Horizon. I can't ever listen to an album straight through. Something gets to me where it's like, I just don't like it. And that's been like that since the beginning, when I was burning CDs for Bring the Horizon to now, where, I mean, even Ollie said it in an interview like the last few years that he's tired of writing albums. He'd rather write singles or like three songs at a time and release them. The full composition's harder to do. And there was something about it that I couldn't get into, but I will agree with you that this seems the most composed. This album does this very, very well.
Yeah.
And the fact that they self-produced it too, just Ollie and Jordan, speaks volumes. They did a good job. They knew what they wanted to go with, and they did a good job at achieving that, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Brett, you said it earlier, great atmosphere throughout all these. Stuff I was hearing stuff that I've never heard before, like keyboard parts, guitar parts, especially in Throne. Drown should be the closer. Just the way
just
Drown
end up,
ends
yeah.
with just
yeah.
But Oh No is also a really good one.
See, there's
Oh No.
I see what you're saying, and I would normally agree. However, the way that Oh No does end, and it's just like airy,
tough
like,
sell.
Oh, like it's very relaxing. But I can see either one. Okay. On album, Oh No. Mm-hmm. Live, Drown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have to end the show with Drown. You have to.
I think. No, they ended it with Throne when I saw them. Drown was
that
right before.
That works, too. Although, yeah, I used like to say when we knew their set list, I remember myself saying, like, why would they end a song with something so fucking aggressive? It's not necessarily a breakdowny song, but it is a more hyped up track.
Yeah.
Throne. And yeah. I always was saying, it's like, man, people are going to be going home. They're going to be fucking wired after singing that. And they're going to fight someone in the street.
Versus if you had Drown, you get through that throughout the song, but you also feel
then everyone,
like,
yeah,
you feel like it like go away.
You've released.
Yes. Yeah.
It does what Inner Shikari tried to make Live Outside do, which I'm glad they're finally not closing with that one anymore. This whole album just sounds great. Like I said earlier, I think Follow You is my new favorite Bring the Horizon song. I love the little stomp clap in there towards the end, the little haze coming in at the last chorus.
Yeah.
Hey, love that. Avalanche, this basically Bullet for My Valentine.
You know?
Yes.
You know?
Whoa. What?
Oh, no. What happened?
John. Josh
oh my
is
God.
Ending. He's ending.
It's my OBS. I'm out of here. Goodbye. I am back. It's coming.
You're loaded.
Hotkeys, bro. I forgot I had hotkeys. I'm back.
Anything else for this album?
That's great.
It's great.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It is good. I will say, if you're not a fan of Bring Me the Horizon, I don't know what other album would get you to become a fan.
Absolutely, 100%. I think this is great. Like, hey, if you can stomach this and you like this, there are some other albums you might like. You can go in either direction. This is a good point.
If you're more into heavy music, probably Sepperternal should be your entrance. Go the other direction.
You like Poppy? Ammo.
Go the yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this works as a perfect like base foundation to like this band if you haven't listened to them.
Absolutely.
I think that works the best.
I completely agree with that. Yep.
Amazing. I did not see the conclusion coming out this way.
Oh, well,
let's see what the internet thought. Yeah. But let's see what the internet liked it. I think they did.
Shut up.
All right, internet.
All right.
Do my favorite segment. No.
I'm trying.
I'm going to interrupt you while you do the bit.
It's Beauty Screen Review, the podcast within a podcast where we, and by we, I mean me, has gone through the internet, and I've gotten numbers. I'm going to make the numbers add up to each other and then divide it by the amount that I've gotten. That's how you get averages. And then the other two are going to guess what the number is.
Wow.
You can sponsor. Dude.
Oh my god, this would be a perfect time for this. Oh my god.
What?
Perfect. To do an ad right here. If you want to sponsor this podcast within a podcast, genius.
NordVPN.
HelloFresh.
Right. Boy, am I hungry looking for all these reviews. You know what helps me?
All right.
It took me so long, I needed energy. G Fuel, thank you.
No, they have lead. All That's music. True. Oh, gave it an 8. Alternative Press gave it a 10. Blunt Magazine, blaze it, gave it a 9. DIY gave it an 8. The Guardian gave it a 6. Fuck them. Empiricon, I don't know. 9. Kerrang, 10. Metal Hammer, 8. Q, 8. Rock Sound, 10. Sputnik, 5.6. What? Metacritic's user base, 7.2. Exclaim. Classic Rock Magazine, or they both gave it an 8. Classic Rock Magazine, an 8. NME, 7. Louder Sound, 8. Rate Music, 6.12. Album of the Year, 7.4. Upset, 8. The Sydney Morning Herald gave it a 5.
Good God.
Yeah. All Things Loud, 9. Immortal Reviews, 8. Kill Your Stereo, 9. Metal Injection, 8. Cryptic Rock, big ol' 10. Wall of Sound, 8.5. Music, Mayhem Magazine, or for short, 10. Serial Board, 9, and Ghost Cult Magazine, 9. And over on review, or on YouTube reviews, you know what? There was a bunch. I only grabbed 4. I was tired when I did this.
You it's have fine. 33 Rocked. Down there. It's fine.
Yeah. Rocked gave it a 7. Cover Kill Nation gave it a 6.8. ARTV gave it an 8. And Metal Tempest gave it a 10.
Okay.
All over the place.
I think I might be pretty close with the consensus.
Okay.
Based on how I think about this. Yeah, my score. Without giving my score away, I'm gonna say that the internet gave it 8 on the dot.
Okay.
8
on the dot. All right. Fair play. Brett, what about you?
Oh, I'm gonna be more optimistic. I'm gonna say an 8.4.
Might be going the other way now that I think about some of those lower scores.
There's a few fives and stuff in there for some reason.
All right.
I don't know. Well,
let's find out. The anticipation's killing me. It's an 8.14.
Oh, right in between.
Price is Right rules. Okay. It does. Yeah, I think that works for the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's really close to my score.
Is it?
Whoa.
Man, yeah, really close.
Well, Josh, why don't you tell us your scores?
Yeah. Okay. Originally, it was lower. But as we were discussing, as we do on this show, something happened to me and I was like, you know what? Maybe that's a little too low.
Yeah, I told you you're being mean.
Yeah, I think because we have context, right? Is it original? For that time, it was.
So
right?
It is. That,
so it is.
It is. Yeah.
So I had to change it, right? Because if I said it, if I'm listening to it now, I was like, is this original? No, because it's fucking like literally everything. You know, that we listen to. But because they were originators, you have to bump that score up. And because of that, I gave it an 8 there, right? It does sit in the the alt-rock space and the poppy space, which did exist, but it's not as radio-friendly as, you know, other things. So it's kind of was its own. Songwriting lyrics, I'm going 8.5 because the songs that hit, and the songs that are trash are trash. And, I'm sorry. I hate the line of stabbing you in the front. I hate that so much. It cringes me out so bad. True friends
stab you in the front. Doesn't.
I hate it. It sucks.
What if in your mind you go, true friends stab you in the cunt? Does that work?
Yes.
Is that funny?
I would rather have them go 2006 and give me that than, like, I don't know. Just they shouldn't have put that fucking song on there. They didn't need it. Musicianship. I said 7.7 because they're not doing crazy things like they did in Sepraternal. They're not doing interesting rhythms. They're not doing crazy leads. It's just kind of there, but it composes itself well. So I didn't want to give it, I wanted to give it a little more than average because I think they still do some interesting things. Sounds great. 8.8. And then memorability, this is the lowest bit for me. 7, because I can't remember it that well. I remember the songs I like, the other ones I give two shits about. So that's me. Being nice, it's an 8.
8 on the dot?
8 on the dot.
Wow. All right.
It's me being nice.
All right.
Okay.
And you guys did pull me over a little bit. It was going to be a 7.8.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
From you?
Unfortunately, I hate this band.
Yeah. Great score.
That's good. That's good. Brett, you can go last. Songwriting lyrics. I gave it a 9.44. I thought the lyrics were very good. Ollie made a sad sack summer anthem. You know, like you listen to this. Also great exercising album. You go throw this on. Go on a walk in a park. Fucking true friends stab you in the front. Yeah. You know. People look about you like, it's really good. I feel like going poppier or more mainstream rather is a very tricky line to toe, because sure. You don't want to alienate your already established audience, but you want to also be able to write stuff that newcomers can come into. And I feel like what Ollie was going through when writing this album is universal to everyone. A lot of depression in there. You know, hey, that's the spirit. Yeah, that's the spirit. Yeah, I think it hits. I am also a sad sack summer anthem. Musicianship, gave it a solid 9. We've talked about it in episodes like with Linkin Park that you don't need to be the most technically gifted or crazy band to get a good score for musicianship. As long as what you're writing is true to your heart, you believe in the heart of the cards. And fits the vibe, you nail it. Okay,
that's the spirit.
That is the spirit, and I think they did a solid job. Production, you know, honestly, beforehand, before doing the research, I was probably going to give it somewhere in the 8s, maybe a 9. But finding out that it was just Jordan and Ollie doing it, you know what? Good job, boys. Good job. 9.5. All the keys are layered very well. Bunch of stuff I've never heard of before because I've never paid attention, and layered immaculately. Okay. Originality, 9.3. Literally every band out there. You're welcome. And the memorability, 8. I know it more now. And very catchy. I get a little lost with what you need, Avalanche Run and all that stuff, but Follow You, I can't get enough of that one.
To the point of you saying without this you wouldn't have anything else, that's where I fault them, because we have Beartooth because of this.
Beartooth was happening before this was happening.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah.
I'm good.
2015?
Beartooth was the same exact time as this, I think.
Because there's some copying going on. Okay, copycatting.
Who to who?
Oh, 2012. Weird. But that's when they were like more hardcore.
Yeah. When they started getting aggressively butt rock, like that was...
Yeah, when was that?
2018, 2015.
Yeah, that's more recent.
So they copied
that's,
it.
That's Architects.
Okay.
Time.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
No, and there's two different types of sellout going on right there. Like with Beartooth, it's we're just trying to get on every festival possible,
yeah,
right?
They seem like
the horizon
people.
Yeah, it's like genre ambiguous for no reason at all. Like I want to play everywhere, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, with this album for Bring Me the Horizon, it's like, hey guys, we can be Linkin Park, and that's okay. There was a gap there, and they filled the gap, and now, you know, they're one of the most influential bands. So, final score being a 9.05.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Nice score.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Point above mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Brett, bring it home.
I am. I am going to agree a lot with Cody on the lyrics and stuff. I like the lyrics. Hey. I don't have an issue with them, and I've heard this enough. I do know the lyrics by now. Yeah, I don't think
you know words.
I do. I know some of them.
Wild.
Yeah, I know that true friends stab you in the front. So, you know, it's a great line.
I mean, I gave it an 8.5. I didn't kill him. I was just, there's some things about it that's like,
I've never, but to me, the first time I heard that, I was like, you know, back in the day, I was like, okay, that's a weird line. Now I've heard it so much, it's just
normal. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't really affect me anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just attribute it to them being British, you know, just being like weird.
Be emo, be dramatic, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it over. She's got a new diet of whiskey and dick anyway, you know? I'm a long way.
That's fair.
Right?
Oh, fuck it, I'm raising my score. No, I'm not.
musicianship. I'm going to, you know, it's exact. You guys nailed it. You know, they're not doing the most intricate stuff, but what they are doing, very cool. Production, I'm going to give it a 10. I've always thought that this album was produced so well. Mm-hmm. And I love where the album or the songs are placed around it. I love the pacing of the album. It's just, I've always just really enjoyed that. And it is to hear that it's just the two of them. That's wild. Originality. I'm actually going to be a little meaner here than you two. Because I do hear so much Linkin Park, and like I even said, like, oh, there's the U2 guitars in the back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not saying that this still isn't, you know, extremely influential for everything, but like, I hear more things that remind me of other things. So I gave that like an 8. Memorability. I remember this. That's that.
Mm-hmm.
So. My score came out to a 9.2.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like a point difference in scores really is, are you a fan or are you just casual fan? Right? You guys are fans. I just like a few songs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm putting this difference up works near there. August Burns Red, near Blink-182, Underoath, you know, this is up there for me.
Not a million fucking years. I would never do that.
My score's the same. My score's the same.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm taking my score back. It's a 6 now.
All right.
No, it's good.
I have a shit ton of hours into this album. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Listen, you're getting over a 7 if I like more than 50% of the album. That's kind of how I base a lot of it. If like I can get through 7 tracks and not be like, this fucking sucks, and you know, you win.
Some of these are giving it a 5.
Yeah, it's like you listen to the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
right?
A bit extreme. That's like, a big
that's
extreme.
Way too low. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what it comes out to. Bring us over to the monolith, please.
Ooh. Monolith.
Okay. Well, right. So we have a 9.2, a 9.05, and an
8.8 on the dot.
8 on the dot.
8 on the dot. Okay, 8 on the dot.
Mm.
Josh, you won VSR, so I guess you could go first.
Okay.
Will Josh's score bring it below a 9?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. But that means that you're in very fierce company. When looking at the list, because there's a lot of numbers. Yeah. I want to say
placement.
Yeah, placement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say so hard because everything is so close to each other right there. Mm-hmm. Like 10 to 15. Everything's like,
yep,
so close to each other. 15.
15. Okay.
Yeah, because you guys, your scores were so high, I think it's going to push Thrice down to 16.
Okay.
Right. So we're thinking between Wise Man's Fear and Thrice. Brett, what about you?
I'm going to go, again, optimistic on this. I'm going to put this at number 12. Looks like you.
Okay. All right. between Dance Gavin Dance and Crystal Lake.
That's where I was going to go originally, but I think because mine's so much lower, it might be a disparity.
I'm just hoping it's not that much lower. Because there's a gap. Well, that's the biggest gap between all those.
Yeah. It's not that much lower, but it is lower, so I guess I win. It's actually at number 17.
Oh,
so close. All right.
So I'll give you a moment to consider.
Right? How are you poetic.
Seriously?
right next to 18. Look at that.
And 19.
Yeah.
So.
What is it?
Fair play.
That's a gap.
Okay, so then... I would say, okay, so maybe a point difference pulls it half. I will go 6-8.
Okay, 6-8. Okay. Brett, what about you?
Not doing the meme.
I'm going to do a buck 20 on I-75. So we're going to go 8-7-5.
Brett, you nailed it. Nailed it. 8-7-5.
Yes, dude.
Good job. Very good. Very good. Here, hold on. I gotta give you something. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh God, where'd I go?
Nice job, Brett.
Nice job.
Okay. Yeah. Hey,
the data remember helped me out there.
Doing buck 20 on I-75.
It has its colleagues. Very good, right? It's in a very nice space with a bunch of homies.
I think that's very solid for the company involved. I think that's a very solid placement.
Look at me. I gave it benefit of the doubt. I said I was going to knock out Thrice, which was like almost my album of the year last year. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
8-7-5 for That's the Spirit.
Very good. Solid.
Yeah. If you're excited by that, make sure if you're even this far, make sure you, if you made it this far, why haven't you subscribed yet? You fucking idiot.
I know.
Like, come on. Come on.
Come on. Right?
Make sure you go and you like all the other videos in VSR. You go find the fucking playlists as they get updated all the time. Watch the reactions for the memes and make sure you buy some merch. It's coming. It's on its way. The dragons are coming, Brett.
They're coming.
Wiener, wiener, wiener. Hey guys, I just want to point out, today's the last day that we live in a world without an official Trump mugshot. Trump, take us out.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Goodbye.
Thought we were going to get political.
Ah, I gotcha, bitch.
We will never slay, slaving for the win, and we will